Blog Talk Radio.
Arms. Shalom, shalom. Glory to the King. Saints of the Most High, Yah. Glory to the King. Hey, Saints, before we get started any further, let me know how the sound quality is on this particular mic. I just want to check it. It's my first time using it. So let me know, Saints, how we're coming in your area. Glory to the King. All right, I'm getting tens. Hallelujah. Tens. All right, cool. Excellent. Glory to the King. 10. Good sound. All right. Hallelujah. That's just a regular old mic from this computer here. So that's much better, huh? All right. Glory to the King. Well, hallelujah, Saints. It's a joy. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be here before you this evening. I am Elder Donnie. I'm your host this evening for this edition of the Brothers segment. On Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. So, you know, we're going to get in here tonight, this evening, and just fellowship a little bit and just enjoy talking about the Most High, how wonderful He is. And just to bring some edification, just to bring encouragement, you know, comfort, just so that you can go throughout the week and reflect on, you know, things that were said and just be encouraged, knowing that you're not the only one going through the issues and the things that you go through, the trials, the temptations, you know, the persecutions, and all of these things, that your brethren as well go through these things. Hallelujah. So we want to get started, and as always, giving thanks to the Most High, because without Him, you know, none of this is possible. So I'm grateful to, be awakened, and my eyes are open, and I know who I am, you know, as an Israelite, knowing that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, hallelujah, and that I'm speaking these things into existence, into truth, and believing them, hallelujah, even the more so. So thank the Most High and Yahshua HaMashiach, who is Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the sacrifice, hallelujah, and the ultimate price that was paid, hallelujah, for my sins as well as all of Israel, you know, so that we can, you know, come to the Father, you know, we have... we don't have to no longer live in sin. No longer do we need to die in our sins, die lost, or be confused, or wander hopeless, you know. And we have an expected end. Hallelujah. So I'm just grateful and thankful for Him. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dowell, and the great example, the living example that we have before us, the gift that we have before us. In this day and time, I've never seen nothing like it before in my life. You know, an actual teacher, an actual preacher, an actual pastor, a shepherd who actually lives this thing, and he leads by example. So glory to the King, and also Pastor Corey Phillips. Hallelujah. Bless him, and pray that the Father continue to strengthen him and guide him, bless him, give him revelation, strength, and power, and that both of these pastors, that they would increase in knowledge, and that their faith does not fail them, you know, that they continue in this walk and be strengthened as well. Hallelujah. So we need to keep them lifted, you know, because they deal with a lot, you know, a lot comes to them, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, but just pray to the Most High, give them the strength. Also, I pray, you know, I just want to acknowledge, you know, Teacher Shane, you know, and all his hard work and efforts and all the sacrifices, all of the elders in Israel, who myself am an elder, and also, you know, all my brothers and sisters out there all over the world, you know, in all of these remote countries, all of those who are waking up, who the Father's waking up, you know, even the ones that don't even know, you know, that they are Israel, but you know the Father will reveal it unto them soon. Hallelujah. I always pray for that, you know, that they have a smooth a transition out of it, that they don't get caught up in, you know, the persecution, the traps, the tricks of the devil, you know, from family members or, you know, close people that are close to them, you know, that they are aware of what's going on and that they're not crazy, that this is, you know, truly the Father waking them up, showing them all that He's showing them. And just like He showed each and every last one of you listening, or if He's dealing with you right now at that stage in your life. So it's a beautiful thing, you know, come on aboard. You know, it's a wonderful walk. You know, it's beautiful. It truly is. You know, you get to really see your true self. And that's the one good thing about this ministry that I love and and I'm grateful for it. Hallelujah. So I want all my sins to go before me. Hallelujah. I don't want to have nothing come, you know, at judgment and have to deal with it. But, you know, that's why I'm grateful for the preaching that we receive on a weekly basis, the videos, instructional videos. You know, think about this, though. You know, when we were, you know, I come from a church, you know, the Christian church and everything. And so much emphasis was placed on, you know, activities and things that only gender to, you know, that appease the flesh. You know, it was so much, you know, we do throughout the week. But it was very little that pertained to the word and studying of the word and preaching and teaching of the word. And, you know, it was so worldly in a sense. But now here, you know, it's pretty much your whole week can be filled with learning of the word from first day all the way to Shabbat, just full, all types of things to get into, to learn, to grow in the Most High, not to mention one another, you know, the support. You know, we have platforms where we can, you know, reach out to one another, where we can encourage each other. And so it's a beautiful thing that the Most High is doing in this hour with his people. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. As us last hour laborers get ourselves together so that we, you know, getting ready for the King. Hallelujah. We need to be there for one another, to encourage one another. Glory to the King. So as I like to always start off, you know, the show, I like to read from Psalms just to reflect on the law and how important it is. Just as I'm learning, as I'm growing in this faith to gain a greater comprehension of the law and a greater knowledge of it, I find that the Psalms is a really true help. You know, the Rufus even mentioned that in when he did a Sabbath message a couple weeks ago. And that's just the truth. You know, what I also find is that when I'm looking for words, even if, you know, and that's another thing. When speaking to the Father, you don't have to be, you know, try to come before him with many words. You know, we got to give reverence and respect unto him. But if ever you need to know or how to articulate something or how to, you know, pray unto the Father, King David did a very good job and very good example of showing us how we are, you know, to approach the Father. And I find myself taking notes and jotting them down and just on how he spoke to and the way he worded certain things. And I incorporate that into my prayers. For instance, he said that, you know, he even said, Father, help me to see wondrous things out of your law so that I can keep your law. You know, that's not verbatim, but just things like that, like open up, you know, my understanding so that I can be able to keep your law. You know what I mean? So that I know how to keep your law, so that I can have a greater understanding of it. You know what I mean? Give me that passion and that desire. You know, these are things that should be in our prayers. These are things that should come, you know, we should speak to the Father about on a daily basis, that should really be incorporated into our prayer time with the Father. Glory to the King. But Psalms 19, verses 7 through 11, and it says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Hallelujah. And we all love a reward. We all love to receive and to get something. But see, this here, in keeping of these laws, hallelujah, we're storing up treasures in Shemayim. You know, we're storing up treasures in heaven for ourselves. Hallelujah. We got to embrace this law, embrace it and cherish it and you know, just be, you know, totally sold out to Yah's laws and obeying them and keeping them. Glory to the King. I'm going to continue to read. Verse 12 says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer. Glory to the King. That's the reason I pray, you know, also that the Father would just show me if there's any iniquity, any unclean thing that's in my heart, any secret sins of my heart, reveal them unto me and show me. Hallelujah. Because I want to know, I want to be clean. I want to be right. Glory to the King. I want the meditation of my heart. I want it to be acceptable in Yah's sight. Glory to the King. All we got to do is just reach out. Reach out and talk to the Father. He told us that we need to pray, and we need to do so without ceasing. You know, so that means even throughout the day, when you're going throughout your week, you know, you have a minute just to stop. And you know, it will help to get into a routine, you know, to get that going so that you always be talking to the Father, that he's always on your mind and he's not so far from you. Hallelujah. But Yah is good. I'm thankful, Yah, that all of you all are here this evening joining me on Blog Talk Radio. I realize that it is an honor. It is a privilege, hallelujah, to speak before Israel. And I know that, you know, the things that I say before you, I need to be very careful, you know what I mean, because don't want to spit out anything that could be potential hazardous to your health, your faith, your growth in this thing. But my only intention is to be of help unto you, hallelujah, to edify and be support unto you, hallelujah. Glory to the King. But I tell you what, saints, I'm excited. I'm very excited, and I'm very encouraged, you know, especially after hearing a message like yesterday, especially hearing words of salvation, as we heard words of deliverance, words of freedom, you know what I mean? Just to help us and to show us how to go about doing this thing and to know that the power of Yah is live and is well. And we just need to seek him, you know, and in seeking him, we need to be patient and we need to keep the faith and have the courage and not fear and not doubt, but just believe. Hallelujah. And I like the way the pastor brought it out. You know, we need to be, you know, the faith is violent. Faith is aggressive. Glory to the King. You know, we can't come before Yah all passive and pious and pompous. You know, I'm glad that he used that example of the priest, you know, and these Catholic mumps and mums, whatever the hell they are, cardinals and shit. They are real pious. You know, I remember one time this lady told me, I had just come into the way, and I was so passionate. I was so, you know, on fire, right? And I was talking to her, and she was telling me how her daughter was young, very young, and she had cancer. And, I mean, it spread it so rapidly. I mean, within a few months, I mean, she was almost out. And she told me when her daughter was on a deathbed, and it's not funny, but it's sad the way, you know, they do things and how, you know, people toy around with, you know, other people's souls and don't take it seriously. But she said that her daughter was Catholic. Her daughter was on a deathbed, and they had called for the priest or someone from the Catholic Church that she was attending to come over to perhaps bring about some prayer or something. And she said, you know what he did? He said she saw him. He stood outside of the hospital door. He came up, and he did the sign of the cross, you know, very, you know, quietly and whatever else, other ritual he did. And she said, and then he left. And I said, now you see what I mean? I said, you see why you do? And I'm fresh. I'm new into the faith, and I'm just burning up on fire. I'm like, I went clean off. I was like, man, what is that going to do for your daughter on her dying bed? You know what I mean? What is that going to do? What the sign of the cross going to do? And him coming tiptoeing around her room. What is that going to do? Forget the application, forget laying on of the hands, forget any type of faith, forget any type of commanding prayers, you know? And I was just burnt up, I really was, but I was like, man, look at this, look how they operate and how they play with people's souls, you know? You know, and even to go further with this, I thought about this a couple of years ago, you know, all of these, you know, these people live, they profess to know Christ, they profess to be believers. You know, and they have all of these preachers, you know, they go and they preach these eulogies and stuff at these funerals. They preach over these dead carcasses and they teach, you know, they preach all of these people into heaven and this and that, which is a lie, you know, a lie from the get go. And I'm just thinking, man, you know, these people preaching this, and these people going directly to hell. These people don't even give a damn. These preachers, they don't give a damn. You know, they say all these words to try to make the family feel good. But at the end of the day, man, people are going to hell. It's serious out here. It is serious. So, Israel, we better get our act together and really know our Yah. And that's what Pastor was showing us, teaching us yesterday, you know, how, you know, to even approach Yah. How that the power is real. You know what I mean? This ain't no fairy tale. This ain't no say a few words, do a couple signs and rituals, and then you're good to go. Now, this is real. The power is real. You know what I mean? He came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. So we don't have to be bound. We don't have to live a life of death, a life of misery. Hallelujah. But the good thing about it is when we do these things, when we pray, we need to do it in faith, believing that it's going to come true, it's going to come to pass, and just be patient in it. The word tells us through patience we possess our souls. Glory to the King. So we got to definitely hone into that. And man, I'm going to listen to that message a few times this week, throughout the entire week. I'm going to go over it over and over and over and over again, because there's a lot that was said, a lot that was brought forth to us. Words of life. Words of life, hallelujah. So words that can help and deliver us, you know, going forward. And I know a lot of you out there may have things that's going on in your life, strongholds, any curses, generational curses, bondage, anything you've been praying for. You see how important it is for us to not allow fear to enter in. You know what I mean? That's why I was on my face. I really was. I was on the floor. I was crying out to the Father, seriously, because I want to get free. I want to be, you know, my mind to be free. I have a lot of indoctrination, a lot of former training that's in me, a lot of things that can be hindering me, that is hindering me, and I know this. And so I need a breakthrough, you know, and I want to be set free. Ain't no time for being, you know, trying to be all private. You know, we got to be transparent before the Father. We got to let him know, hey, this is what's going on. And then Pastor even said that we got to make our request known unto the Father. You know, although he already know it, but shit, hey, open your mouth. Let me know what's going on. What do you have need of? Hallelujah. We got to do it with unwavering faith and no doubt, no unbelief, because no mighty work can get done like that. Hallelujah. So that message was so timely. It was right on point for me. And as I spoke to the brethren, a few brethren after service, same thing for them. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. It's a joy. And, you know, and how gracious is it for Yah to bless us with a word like this, you know, before the feast, you know, to get ourselves ready, to get ourselves together, you know, during this time, this dead season, as we call it. We need it. We definitely need it. Glory to the King. So, saints, don't let it slip, because we have a history of allowing things to slip, allowing things to just go. You know, it sounds good for the moment, but then when it comes to application, when it comes to living, when it comes to implementing these things, we allow those things to slip. So, you know, all of the messages are powerful, all of them, but don't allow that one to slip, saints of the Most High. Hallelujah. Get set free. Be delivered. Glory to the King. You know, I was I was at. I may have told this story before, but I was at I think orientation or something somewhere in Nashville once, and this lady, man, you know, she was, you know, in the class, and she was just so, you know, happy to tell people that she was a Christian and this and that. She was so happy and this and that and God this and God that. But it came time for lunch, right? And everybody, we took a break. So here she go, and she thought her car didn't start. And I mean, I tell you, this lady almost had a fit, like a nervous breakdown. And I was about to say something, I really was, but I held my peace just to see how things would play out. But this lady was so just roused up, and you can see that the lack of faith. And I'm thinking to myself, look at this. Before all of this happened, you was talking about your God this and your God that. But as soon as your vehicle wouldn't start, You just totally lost all faith, all hope. Where is your God? And, you know, even if it didn't start, I mean, should you react that way? Would that compel me to follow you, or to follow your God, you know, the things that you believe in? You know, saints, we can't be like that. That's why Pastor brought it out. We need to wait, even in situations where we need an answer. We think we need to answer quickly. We need to just wait. We need to be patient and stand firm. Y'all could be testing you to see how long you're going to wait, how long you're going to, sit there and endure. Be of a good courage. Hallelujah. Wait on Yahweh. Wait. We can't wait. We got to have everything right away, right away. Just wait. Glory to the King. Y'all going to bless you. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. But that was a good word on Shabbat. It was definitely nourishment to my soul and many others, and I'm sure many of you as well. Glory to the King. So just continue to pray for our shepherd, that the Father give him even more so wisdom, knowledge, and revelation and things that can, help us out. Because you know how it is, saints, you might be praying. I know for myself, I'll be praying for a particular thing, and then it'll be answered on Shabbat. You know what I mean? It may not be that Shabbat, the next Shabbat up, but it'll come. It'll come out. Because, see, the Father already knows what we need. Hallelujah. He's a present help in the time of need. Hallelujah. We just need to trust and believe in him. So I know for myself, with the indoctrination, with all of the past learning and being raised in, birthed in the Christian church, I know it's a lot that I got to divest myself of. And I know this. And that's one thing I'm learning in this way is that we got to be honest, first of all. Be honest with ourselves. Be true. Be transparent with the Father. All right? We can't grow. We can't go any higher unless we admit, We got to admit it. We got to acknowledge the truth in hopes of being godly, in hopes of receiving the breakthrough. We gotta acknowledge, just put it all out there. Know that, hey, I'm not where I thought I was. I'm down here. But guess what? I need to grow. I need to go further. But I can't go anywhere unless I first come to the terms that, hey, I'm broken. I'm messed up. I'm not the person that I thought I was or where I was spiritually. So, hey, now I can receive help. Father, grant me the, strengthen me, Father, in this area. Help me and be diligent about it and do it often. Glory to the King. So, hallelujah. He wants to give us the kingdom. Hallelujah. He wants to give it to us. It's in his desire. It's his in his will. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But glory, hallelujah, saints. Just wanted to really go over that real quick, just to recap. Powerful message on Shabbat. But what I'm going to do today, just talk briefly, not very long, just want us to just reflect a little bit on the goodness of the Most High Yah. Reflect on the Messiah, the Mashiach, the sacrifice, the offering. Hallelujah. The that was paid for us, that was given for us. A lot of times we go throughout the day, throughout the week, we doing our own thing. We kind of forget. We become arrogant. We become too bold, for the wrong reasons. We forget that we're servants. We forget that our lives are dead. We forget about these things. Even in my own life, I catch myself, in certain instances, like, hold up, man, just calm it down, scale it down a little bit, worrying too much about outer appearance, worrying too much about my own cares, my own desires, my own thoughts and ambitions and things like that. That's not I have to catch it, because a lot of times Satan can dangle a little, little things in front of me and little temptations and things. Hey, but that's not really important. Our whole objective, we're trying to get to the kingdom. That's what we're trying to get to. Our job and our work is doing the work of the kingdom, helping others, serving, and being a benefit and being of value unto Yah's people. And so I find myself having to just break away. A lot of times I go into a lot of stores. Most of the times I'm selling, sometimes I'm delivering, sometimes I'm just servicing certain stores on my physical job out in the world. And a lot of times I walk into these stores and you can literally feel the depression that's surrounding these places. You can sense what's going on, what type of spirits are taking over in those places. When you look at the people's faces and things like that, sometimes that can be discouraging, if you're not discerning, if you're not being vigilant, if you're not being sober, that can consume you as well. And I was talking to Teacher Shane about this because he experiences this as well, because he works in the grocery store, him and Deacon Bell as well. So they already know where I was going. And talking to Teacher Shane, he was like, "Elder, you know what? I refuse to take part in any depression. I refuse to take part in anything, you know, that goes on in these places. I go off to the side and start to praise the Father. And I tell him, look, I'm not taking part in that. I know for myself, I walk outside. I get outside of those buildings because sometimes it'd be too strong in some of them. It's one in particular. Every time I go into it, for whatever reason, it's just so strong, the depression. You can tell that the people can't stand their job. They can't stand to be in those places. Hallelujah. But we got to realize where we're at. And ultimately, we're not working for whatever company that we're working for. Hallelujah. We're not subject to whatever our title is out in the world or whatever conditions we're in. We are servants of Yah. We're trying to make it to the kingdom. And those things, they're very temporary that we see right in front of us, although they seem so real. But we got to make sure that we step back, step aside, and really look at the bigger picture, what's going on. So in doing that, I'm saying all that because, you know, it's easy to forget the Messiah. It's easy to forget what he went through for us. And we don't take account of that. And I'm going to look at Isaiah 53 and just talk about that real quickly, because that in this chapter here, it really breaks down like what the Messiah really went through, you know, for us, and in the manner in which he did it, you know. And there's a couple key verses in here that really struck hit home. You know, I was going over this with my family the other day because the children were going over this in school. But it really gripped my heart. Like, literally, I was like in tears because I was like, look at the Messiah. Like, look at the way in which he did it. You know what I mean, saints? All of the persecution, you know, all that he endured for our sakes, for us. You know what I mean? Like, all that he did for us. Like, how much the more should we want to give unto him, like in everything that we do, no matter what we're doing, where we're at, we are ambassadors to the kingdom of Yah. We are ambassadors. People need to look at our lives, and it need to compel them. Something they need to see a difference than what's going on in the world. We need to be that light. We need to be that salt of the earth, and we can't be that if we're complaining, if we're blending in with the rest of the crowd, you know, murmuring and. Man, listen, the present things that you're going through, that's nothing, man. These little bitty trials, these little bitty things, that's nothing. That's not even to be mentioned, all right? These things will pass away, and then the next day you won't even be thinking on those things. But when they're present, when they're in front of us, it's difficult to get caught up, to get trapped, you know, in the smoke or in the scheme of things. It's really nothing. But I'm going to look at Isaiah. Go there with me, Isaiah 53, and I'm going to start at verse 1. I'm going to read from my old trusty book here. Pray that the sound is still good and everything is coming through. Let me double check. Okay, cool. We're still good. Glory to the King. But it says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Wow. "Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of Yah, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and Yahweh hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, that is loaded, man. I tell you. But some of the key points in that is talking about the Messiah and what he had to go through for us, Israel, for our transgressions, for us to wash our slate clean. You look at how it said that, you know, he, in verse 12, that he poured out his soul. He poured out his soul unto death. That's serious, man. That's giving it all. That's giving all of it and laying it all down. Not holding back nothing. He poured out his soul. And also he did it without opening his mouth, without speaking any guile, without any craftiness or any evil or any wickedness. You know, he did it because he knew he had a purpose. He knew why he had to do it. He was on a mission. He was stricken. He was smitten. You know, it also said that in verse 3 that he was despised and rejected of men. Now, consider, you already know how he was done and what happened to him. We already know the account, right? But you think about how many times you reject. The Father. You think about how many times that you know, Pastor mentioned that some years ago, that we never really think or never really consider, you know, the Father when we do things. We never consider his feelings or how he thinks about things. We just go on and do our own thing, being disobedient, you know, just being stubborn, being presumptuous, just doing whatever we want, not considering. You think about how you reject the Father. Think about how you deny or you would kick and fuss when you know you should do something for someone, but you're too tired or you don't feel like it or it's going to inconvenience you too much. You think about that. What if the Messiah would have did that? What if he would have felt like that? You know what? I don't really feel like this. You know what? I'm just not going to do it right now because I don't feel like it. Maybe later I'll do it, but I'm not going to do it right now because I don't feel like it. I don't feel like giving of myself. I don't feel like, you know, going that extra mile. What if he did that to us? Where would we be at? What state would we be in? Would we even be here now? None of this would be possible. But I think the thing is about us, we got to learn how to do is to sacrifice and learn how to join Yah in his suffering. Join him in the things that he went through, endured. Every time something comes about and it causes us to suffer, we give up. We don't want it. We don't want to do that because it's going to cause too much pain. We're going to lose self, some of our own self, or you know, we're not going to comfort. No comfort is going to come from it. We got to learn how to be people that loves to suffer, that loves to give of ourselves, and to do it without grudging. But the thing about it is because his heart was pure, you know, that's the one thing. And that's why I mentioned to you early. See, that's why I pray that there's nothing in my heart. Father, please show me if there's any hidden sins, any wickedness in my heart so that I can get these things out. Ultimately, it's going to proceed out of my mouth. Hallelujah. And it's going to be made known. It's going to be made manifest. Even my countenance is going to show it, whether or not I want to do it or not. The work from it is going to show, you know, the performance, the production, whether or not it was done in care, whether or not the time was taken, you know, all of these things will show. And this is a constant prayer of mine, constantly. But I think this is really good for us to really meditate on it and think of. Because I mean, to tell you, it brought tears to my eyes. It was rough just reading it, just to see what, you know, the Messiah went through and how, you know, it was vividly just, you know, brought out in this chapter. Hallelujah. But, you know, we go through our, like I was saying, we are ambassadors for the kingdom of Yah. We are ambassadors. Our lives should exemplify, you know. I know we shouldn't, we ain't going to be to this level. You know, right now we're striving for it, but we're going to be made perfect soon. But we got to, you know, these things, these qualities, you know, they got to be made manifest in us. We got to start somewhere. Hallelujah. But we can't be so focused on ourselves, so focused on what's going on in the here and now, in the present, that we so easily forget, you know, who we are. You know, that we should live a life of servitude. Glory to the King. I tell you what, the saints, especially the saints straightway, have really shown us, you know, even at these last, you know, month or so, how to really serve and how to, you know, how servants, how we should be one to another. You know, how they come, you know, came over here to the house and just, you know, cleaned up and was became a servant unto my wife, whoever she needed. I mean, they just blessed us. And I mean, saints all over the world as well who've sent support and all types of blessings. But it really, really opened our eyes to see, like to really show us how people just give up themselves of what they had going on just to become servants and to help out someone else. And Pastor was right that, you know, saints are always on the land, always serving someone somewhere, being of help unto someone. Hallelujah. But glory to the King. Saints, what I'm going to do real quick, I'm going to take a break and then I'll come back. I want to do a couple, we'll go over this some more before we close, but I want to get into some other things as we, you know, when we come back from a break. Staying there with me here. I'm going to go to a break, do a ministry break, and I'll be right back, saints.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled Dowell. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled Ellington. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L.A.F.A.Y.E.T.T.E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025, 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom. King is coming. Glory to the King. Bless you all, saints. Elder Donnie here back again on this edition of the Brother segment on Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Glory to the King. Hey, saints, like I said earlier, it's always good to have you here. I want to go ahead and do something now because it was on my heart to do this. I remember maybe a few years ago, remember Pastor Dow saying to us that, you know, you don't want to wait until somebody's gone, somebody's passed on, no longer in your life, before you give them thanks or you say, give thanks unto them. What I want to do real quickly is just send a shout out and say thank you to Elder Becker. Hallelujah. Elder Becker does a lot of work around in Israel. You know, he talked to a lot of saints. He talked to a lot of heathen. He talked to a lot of enemies, you know, and he talked, you know, he helps out a lot of saints all the time. So I really just wanted to say thanks to Elder Becker for all his hard work, for all of the, you know, sacrifices he's made, all of the things he's put in over the years, you know, giving up his whole life, you know, giving up his family, giving up children, giving up a business, you know what I mean, giving up, you know, all of the things in his life which he had worked for, to give it up to come and serve, hallelujah, and serve the Father and his people and be a great help in Israel, be of great value, hallelujah. And so someone like that, I just sat back and just was thinking about it and how all of the contributions he's made and how his life is not wasted and how, you know, he invested in himself, became of value so that he can help others. And he's a true example, you know, as an elder, as the chief elder here in Israel. And, you know, thing I like about him is that, you know, he's down to earth. You can talk to him, and but he's going to be firm with you, no doubt. He's not going to play with you. But at the same time, he's witty, you know, at times. You know, he knows a good balance. And he can always, he's really quick-witted. You know, he'll say some things that are funny. He'd be like, man, hell, there's something else. But I'm just want to show appreciation for him and tell him, you know, that the things that he's doing is really encouraging. He's a true help in Israel, a good example, a great example. You know, as I was telling him when he did a video a while back, you know, just talking about how he got started, you know, doing different things, I think with electricity and learning these things, these skills, and how not to be afraid, but just to take them on, you know, take it a little bit at a time and just go from there. Just recently, I was tackling the project, have no skills on how to build things or as far as repair things, and I was just consulting with him, and I was just telling him, man, it felt good just to give it a shot, not really knowing and having a clue of how to do it, but just, you know, having him just to help me along the way really helped out a lot, and I'm sure he's been a help to many of you out there. So I just wanted to really this evening give a shout out to him, say thanks, you know, for everything. Greatly appreciate it. And I can't even break it all down, you know, his history as far as, you know, when he came the Straightway and all of those things. But I wanted to just say thank you, you know what I mean, above all, you know what I mean. So He's very valuable in Israel and has contributed a lot, even with building and with, you know, his blog talks and how he, you know, he's always helping the saints. You know, and I know at times those phone calls can be, you know, a bit much, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, so many different people from so many different aspects of life and different growth levels in the faith, you know, but he's able to take it on and to help our pastor in that aspect. So big ups and a big appreciation and thanks, hallelujah, to Elder Becker, hallelujah. So just wanted to, you know, put that out there, and glory to the King. So thanks for all that he do. Also wanted to, while I'm giving shout out, saying thanks, I didn't do it last time, last broadcast I did, but let's see what we got. Sister Gabby, Mother Herbal's Instincts, you know, was a real true help for us with the, we contacted them and they helped out with the circumcision kit that she provides and offers. Already had some of the tools and things, but I relied on them for some of the herbs and things that they use, which is a really, really good kit that they offer. But not only that, I wanted to say that, you know, she was very, we ordered the product, you know, the same day I called and put the order in, and it came exactly in 2 days as they said it would, and it worked really, really well with the boys and the circumcision. Not only that, but my wife had contacted her during the labor, and she had actually answered the phone, and she gave a little advice, and she actually ended up staying even longer. You know, we even got into some prayer, you know what I mean, some commanding, and I just thought that was really, you know, selfless, and that was a really good, you know, thing that she did. She, I mean, we pretty much called in the middle of the day. You know, she's busy with all of the, you know, the children that she has and all of the chores and things. So appreciate all that, you know, that they were able to do over there, Straightway KC. Just wanted to put that out there. That's a really good kit that she has. I can't speak of any other ones because that's the one that I personally had an opportunity to use, but it worked really well. Hallelujah. So, and I'm sure the rest of her herbs and things are good, but just want to send a thanks to her as well. And all of the saints, all right, I know I mentioned this before, but all of the saints who sent any type of encouragement, any type of support, any prayers, any saints that gave the labor of love to help out myself and family, it was truly, truly appreciated. Glory to the King. So I'm grateful for that. Glory, hallelujah. But moving on, I wanted to just put that out there. You know, it's really... like I was saying, you can really get caught up in the world, get caught up in what's going on, because a lot of things are prevalent right in front of our eyes, and we can see these things. But the whole idea, saints, for us to stay focused, stay the course. I'm always telling my son, you know, stay focused, stay focused. Like sometimes we're at Straightway, that's when I tell him the most, because there's so much going on, so much around there. You know, he asked to go use the restroom, but he find himself wandering off, want to do different other things, paying attention to things that he shouldn't be. I'm like, look, son, you got to stay focused on what you came to do. You came to use the restroom, let's do that, and then let's get back to do what we were doing. But it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to forget. We look at how this world is. You know, we can really say that evil is becoming good, without a doubt. I mean, the roles have switched, just like the word said it would happen. And good has become evil, and all of this wickedness that's around us, man. Think about it, right? So, with all of these issues with abortion, right? We look at all that's going on with that. We look at also, look how sick it is with a woman, a mother. She can't even breastfeed anymore. It's becoming this thing that's abhorred or that's looked down upon, when that's really natural in function and how it's designed for the woman, you know, to breastfeed her babies, right? You look at the HIV, we look at STDs and all these epidemics and things like this. We look at all the things that are going on with the transgenders and how psychologically sick, I mean, these people are. It's just horrible. We see that beauty, vanity, all of these things you know, are promoted. And it's just simply wicked in this world. It really is. And see how we have to guard ourselves against these things, guard our eyes, guard our ears, guard, you know, everything that we take in. We got to come out of the system, you know, ultimately. You know, saints, when dealing with the heathen of this world, we got to know this, that the whole thing is that all of this is temporary. We have to keep our eyes on the kingdom. We got to know that, you know, we are not, you know, we're not of this world, ultimately. We're not of this world, but we are serving a greater purpose. You know, we have a different goal, a different outlook on things. All right, so it's very key to keep that in mind. And the reason I'm bringing this out, I'm talking about it, because, you know, just talking with the brethren, just getting feedback, you know, these are things that go on, you know, because we're surrounded around heathen so much, and we're surrounded around all of the issues and things. Sometimes it can get, you know, you can get caught up, you know, just realistically, you can just get caught up in the moment and just really forget. But the idea is to keep focused and know that, you know what, I'm not just a truck driver, you know what I mean? I'm not just a chef. I'm not just a cook. I'm not just, you know, a homekeeper. I'm not just taking care of the house or just to do it. Or I'm not just a carpenter. You know what I mean? I'm not these things. I'm not these titles. I'm not all of this. But yet, I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. And I have a purpose and a mission and a goal. And that I am an ambassador of the kingdom of Yah. And know also that your brothers, they're dealing with some of the similar issues as well, some of the same things. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10 says this: humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yah, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, you hear that? Resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the Elohim of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So that's encouragement for us. All right, saints, just know that you're not the only one going through these things. Hallelujah. But the admonishment is to be sober, to be vigilant, and just know that your adversary, he is real. Hallelujah. And see, that's the thing about it, about spiritual warfare. We have been talking about, and it's still talking about it, because we're still fighting against the host of hell. We're still fighting against the house of time. We're still fighting against evil. We're fighting against wickedness. You know, we're guarding ourselves against all these things. All right, and that's what it's all about. We're changing alliance and allegiance from that of the house of time to that of the Most High. And so in doing that, you're going to have opposition. You're going to have all of these things that come up to try to get you and throw you off course. Glory to the King. The last thing is, as I go to conclude and to finish up, you know, as we were talking about, you know, servitude, talking about, you know, looking at the Messiah and prophecy of him and what he had to endure for our sake. Let that just be encouragement. Let that be a guide. Let that be an example. All right, what should we be striving for, and how we should give of ourselves to our brothers, give of ourselves to our sisters, and become better, you know what I mean? Better Israelites, better than we were the year before. Not taking the things that we did out in the world and the things that, you know, the attributes, the traits of growing up, you know, in whatever country or whatever culture. But no, taking that and divesting ourselves of that, taking on this heritage, this rich heritage, this rich culture of being an Israelite, of being a child of the Most High. Glory to the King. 1 Peter 2, let's start at verse 18. And it says, servants, clearly speaking to a particular people, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward Yah endure grief, suffering wrongfully. But what glory is it, if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with Yah. For even thereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened it not, committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. But whose stripes you were healed, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Hallelujah. So keep that in mind, saints. Hallelujah. Let that be encouragement. Let Yahshua's life be an example for you. Hallelujah. Endure, suffer, and just take it patiently. Glory to the King. So, saints, that's all I have for this evening, man. Just want to encourage y'all, you know, to be strengthened throughout the week. Tap into the source. Tap into the Most High, the Holy Spirit. And if you don't have it, you need to receive it. You need to get it. You need to read that ebook again, which is powerful. Glory to the King, man. And we're in the right way, saint. So just be encouraged, man. Just encourage one another. You know, be of help and support to your brother, your sister. I'm telling you, it's so vital. It's so key. You know, just a simple shalom, brother. You know, or how you doing this day? Or you know, even, you know, haven't heard from you in a while. It means a lot. You know what I mean? So we got to be that help and that support unto one another, saints. We got to be servants. And whatever way we can, you know, to one another. Bless y'all, saints. Y'all be encouraged. The King is truly coming. And don't let what's going on in the world affect you. Don't let that bother you. You know that you have a different expected end, a different goal in what you're trying to reach. And just be at peace, knowing that the Father is going to take care of you. He's going to definitely allow that blood to be applied to your life. Allow your strength to come from it, and be encouraged. Hallelujah, saints. I'm Elder Donnie here, and I'm signing off this evening of the Brother segment on Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Y'all be encouraged, saints. Glory to the King.